Hey everyone, this is Achyuta Bhava from Nightlight Astrology, and today we are going to take a little deeper look at Mars's upcoming square to Pluto by breaking down the archetypal combination in depth today. Before we do that, I'm going to bring up the real-time clock. We're going to dive in. I've got a few passages, really nice passages that I want to read to you guys from both Cosmos and Psyche, one of my favorite books. You guys know I call on it sometimes. And a little snippet from Ren Butler's section on Mars, Pluto, and the archetypal universe. And we're going to say some other things as well. I'm going to talk to you guys a little bit about some of the things that I have seen in my practice over the years with regard to transits of Pluto in the sky to natal Mars in the birth chart as well. So a bunch of good things to take a look at today. Before I do that, remember that my new course, Ancient Astrology for the Modern Mystic, is coming up soon. It starts on November 13th, so we are really close now, and more applications, registrations are coming in every day. Go to my website to check it out, nightlightastrology.com. Click on the first year course. You will spend over 100 hours worth of classroom content on the year. There is 100 hours worth of classroom content on the year, I should say. There are 12 guest lectures, 30 classes, plus 12 guest lectures, plus breakout study sessions, a staff of tutors, lots of bonus material, optional reading, homework assignments, quizzes if you want to take them. We have all sorts of additional material that's there to support you if you want to go really, really deep. But for some people, it's like, you know, it's this, maybe they're not looking to start a practice. A lot of people come through the program to start an astrology practice and learn how to read for other people. Some people are just coming through to enhance their lives. This is a hobby. So you can kind of go as deeply as you want to. The other thing that you should know is that there are three payment options. One is the early bird payment. You can save $500 off. You have until the week class starts to take advantage of that. So be sure that you do. You save about $500. And then there's the payment plan. And then there's also need-based tuition. So if you are on a very tight budget for whatever reason, please be sure to check that out. We make sure that no one's ever priced out of our training courses. So I'm always happy to work with people and whatever your situation might be. So if you have any questions, you can also email us info@nightlightastrology.com. All right. So let's take a look at the real-time clock and remind ourselves of this transit. In case you missed it yesterday, I was really pleased to have special guest Raphael Ray on my program for a live stream. And we did a little combining of the tarot and the transits of the week. And that was a really fun kind of, you know, kind of divinatory jam session that we had. So here is here's a chart of the moment. And what we're looking at here is, let me get my little arrow here. Here's Mars at about 22:39. Here's Pluto at about 24:21. By the way, here's the full moon forming by tomorrow morning. This is the 19th of October into the 20th of October. You're going to see the full moon forming in Aries. We talked about that yesterday in case you missed that video. I want to spend a little bit more time talking about Mars Pluto. So if we track this forward just a few days, you're going to see that Mars goes over the 23rd degree tomorrow, October 20th, and into Thursday, October 21st. And then by Friday, October 22nd, it's passing over the square to Pluto. So Mars-Pluto kind of completing itself by Friday, Saturday, the 22nd and 23rd of October. So we've got about the next 3 or 4 days worth of Mars-Pluto dynamism, but we're also, you could say that, you know, Mars is going to be culminating in the sign of Libra, excuse me. And when Mars culminates in a sign, especially a sign where it is debilitated, it's not always so easy. Plus, Mars is just recovering from combustion with the sun still. So we're seeing Mars gradually shift. By October 30th, Mars moves into Scorpio, where it is now in its own sign. And thus, we say it's in its own chariot. So it's sort of protected from the beams of the sun. And then in the next weeks ahead, you're going to see Mars starting to recover and make its first appearance again and so forth. So, you know, we have a road to hoe yet when it comes to Mars, but right now, pretty intense energy. One positive for Mars at the moment is that Mars is picking up a trine with Jupiter. So there's a little bit of bounce in the air. Mars is also configured to Venus and Venus to Jupiter. So we do have some nice sextiles and trines from the benefics to Mars right now. Those are mitigating factors. We're also seeing Mercury turn direct, Jupiter just turned direct. So there is definitely a change of momentum happening in the sky right now. And I'd like to think that this Mars square Pluto is really a moment of change for the better, something that needs to be addressed or needs to be confronted or looked at and dealt with. This is something Raf and I talked about yesterday at length, but let's hear a little bit from both Cosmos and Psyche and Ren Butler. Remember, one of my favorite cookbooks, I bust this thing out usually, you know, at least maybe seems like a couple times a week, I'll pop this open and see what Ren has to say and use it as a creative inspiration when I'm writing my talk for the day. But there's something here that I wanted to read to you guys. This is during the shadow qualities. Tendencies toward excessive self-will and machismo, overexertion and pushing too hard, a sense of escalating heaviness, feeling drawn into situations that draw out and test one's aggressive tendencies, urges towards brute force and ruthlessness. Quote, I am extraordinarily patient, provided I get my own way in the end, said Margaret Thatcher, who had a Mars-Jupiter-Pluto T-square. Feelings of savage ferocity and raging aggression. I feel an army in my fist, said Schiller, who had Mars trine Pluto, the conqueror archetype, all-out war, blood and fire, the quote, those whom the gods wish to destroy, they first make mad. A struggle between the impulses towards self-preservation and those of transcendence, or between personal will and divine will. A need to aim one's aggressive tendencies at transcendence, represented as the space above the head or seventh chakra, rather than at other people or the earth's living things. An overly coarse or vulgar approach to sexuality, the interplay of sex and aggression, sex and power, sadomasochism, lust and rage, urges to shove one's psychological shadow material in other people's faces. So what I love about that is you can just feel that it's like, it's Mars gone bananas. You know, that's one of the things that's in the air right now. It's just Mars gone bananas. You have to really watch that Mars isn't taking you for a ride. Don't be baited into things. You stand your ground. These are good uses of Mars Pluto right now. Don't be baited into, a power struggle. Sometimes, I'll notice when Mars Pluto is in the air, because sometimes I'll get very, I'll get people that act very demanding of the way that I read, or the way that, kind of making demands. It's like it's a time where I'll get like unusually demanding and pushy people that just kind of show up, in my life, or sometimes in my practice, or whatever the case might be. You'd be really careful not to get tempted into some kind of power struggle. Some power struggles are inevitable, in which case, how can I engage in this power struggle consciously, effectively, morally or ethically, with integrity? Those are questions that sometimes we don't always have the time to ask, because Mars is also a planet associated with speed. So some things can happen very quickly. Certainly have to be careful right now. Just for example, I always notice right around this time, people tending to go for uppers, drinking a little bit too much caffeine, or driving a little recklessly, things like that, more prone to outbursts. We all have like a threshold. I think of this as a dad, right? Like I have a threshold when my kids are crawling all over me. Like if I lay down, lay down on the carpet in my living room or something, or on like a couch, within about, 2 minutes, maybe even less than that, there will be like a ship of pirates boarding my body. And like, there's mutiny they're attacking me and everything. And most of the time I love it. It's so much fun. But then it's like, if I'm totally beat, I have no energy, or maybe for whatever reason I didn't sleep well or something, it's like I get, maybe a couple minutes of roughhousing or whatever. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, okay, I'm reaching my saturation point. My wife and I are pretty good at being like, okay, girls, mommy's about to blow. So you can tell, you can hear where the person's at. Okay, I'm done. All right, that was fun. Okay, good. Oh, that was really fun. Okay, I'm done. You get to the third time, suddenly you become totally savage. Little children are flying through the air. Oh! So Mars Pluto's like that. You have to be really careful that you don't reach that moment where you just go completely, you go completely savage on someone. So know your limits, know when you, and know that your limit might be like a minute or two. Your fuse is like a minute or two shorter. I can't think of, I guess fuses are pretty, I don't know if they last minutes, but you know what I mean? If there is a situation that you're in and it's testing your patience, you are probably going to lose it quicker than you think you will when Mars is square to Pluto. The other thing, one thing that I think is interesting is you have a very prestigious military official and government official and Mr. Powell. I'm forgetting his first name. I'm sorry, guys. I'm terrible with some people, like famous people in their name. Colin Powell. Sorry. He passed away. And that's a very Mars Pluto-like situation, very Sun square Pluto-like situation where you have this kind of military official that dies. So you can see this in the news right now. Every day I don't really pay attention to the news, as you guys know, any longer. It's just like I'm on sabbatical from the news for a moment. And but if you pull up the news, you'll generally be able to see in the headlines somewhere this kind of thing happening. Mars Pluto, let's see what Richard Tarnas has to say about it, because he also has some really interesting things to say that I think are worth calling on. Pluto is associated with the principle of elemental power, depth, and intensity, which compels, empowers, and intensifies whatever it touches, sometimes to overwhelming and catastrophic extremes, with the primordial instincts, libidinal and aggressive, destructive and regenerative, volcanic and cathartic, eliminative, transformative, ever-evolving, with the biological processes of birth, sex, and death, the cycle of death and rebirth, upheaval, breakdown, decay, and fertilization, violent purgatorial discharge of pent-up energies, purifying fire, situations of life and death extreme, power struggles, all that is titanic, potent, and massive. Pluto represents the underworld and underground in all senses, elemental, geological, instinctual, political, social, sexual, urban, criminal, mythological, demonic. Richard Tarnas, the Olympic gold medalist of long sentences. It is the dark, mysterious, taboo, and often terrifying reality that lurks beneath the surface of things, beneath the ego, societal conventions, and the veneer of civilization, beneath the surface of the earth that is periodically unleashed with destructive and transformative force. Pluto impels, burns, consumes, transfigures, resurrects. Holy cow. How about Mars? Combine it with the principle of energetic force, the impulse and capacity to assert, to act and move energetically and forcefully, to have an impact, to press forward and against, defend and offend, act with sharpness and ardor, the tendency to experience aggressiveness, anger, conflict, harm, violence, forceful physical energy, to be combative, competitive, courageous, and vigorous, associated with Ares, the god of war. So again, in hearing that language, you get a feeling for the planetary combination that's in the air this week. And sometimes I like to do that at the start of a day. I'll just literally sit down and pick out Tarnas's combination. Now, of course, Ren Butler was student under Tarnas out at California Institute of Integral Studies, but they speak in similar ways. They have a great way of stringing the archetypal explanations together. One thing is that to act with great transformative energy, for there to be a burst of transformative action-oriented energy, that is very much in line with Mars Pluto, for things to get done rapidly with a burst of enthusiasm and energy and charisma. That's also part of the fact that Sun is with Mars still a little bit in the mix, squaring Pluto. So that energy is on in my mind, that's the positive of this transit, is that we do have Mars and the Sun sort of both still hanging around with one another and both squaring Pluto. Got a full moon coming through in Aries, the sign of Mars. So a lot of energetic dynamism. The only thing that I would say is like, just be careful of overexertion, be careful of machismo, be careful of conflict, be careful of explosions. Note that you might have a shorter fuse than usual. Also, don't be baited into power struggles. I think that's the main thing. And just kind of stand your ground, be a patient, wise warrior this week. And also know that even if there are some destructive forces that are unleashed unexpectedly, which is not uncommon for Mars and Pluto, that as Raph said yesterday, it's like the tarot card in the tower card in the tarot. Whatever's left after the rubble clears is the terra firma. It's the ground upon which the next thing stands. And you know, it might be that there is some kind of transformative energy coming through this week that presents a change of momentum for the better, but there's a little destructive element that comes with it. That's pretty normal for all of the Mercury turning direct, Jupiter turning direct, Mars hitting Pluto at the time of a full moon. You're seeing a shift in how we're approaching things in different areas of our life, or how things are going to be done, a change of storyline, a change of twist of plot, and probably ultimately for the better. But, you know, sometimes that comes with a kind of Mars Pluto moment. So that's what to watch for this week. What are we going to do for the rest of the week? Well, let me just preview some of the things we're going to take a look at. I'm going to put the real time clock back up. So I think what I'll probably do is share some stories that you guys have already from the Sun and Pluto. Some of you guys have been sharing great stories using the hashtag grabbed. If you have a story to share about Mars and Pluto, please do use that hashtag. Use hashtag grabbed. Remember the ancient word for the planets, grahas, grabbers. How are they showing up in our lives and seizing us? But also to the word means to grasp, as in to understand. So how do we fully understand or come to grasp what the planets are teaching us or showing us, which is really the point of astrology at the end of the day? This is what we're here to do, is to learn from the ways that they show up in our lives. The planets are just life itself happening. So they just mirror that. So use that hashtag. I think we'll probably share some stories from Pluto square, Sun square Pluto. That's probably a good one to look at. Also, another thing that's happening this week, one of the things that's starting to happen, just a preview, it's a little bit far down the road, but since it's going to be, I'll just show you guys. So you can see that over the weekend, Venus is coming into a square with Neptune. So I was thinking on Friday, we might start previewing Venus's square to Neptune. We may also just see, you know, kind of check in and see how everybody's doing with more stories, depending on what kinds of stories come in. They've been really good ones coming in with the Sun and Pluto so far. So the other thing that we're gonna need to start talking about toward the end of October is the fact that we have the Sun coming into a square with Saturn and then going through the opposition to Uranus, and then Mars is going to follow suit. These are some of the big dynamics that we'll be talking about really for the month of November. But towards the end of October, we're going to be prepping for that as well. Remember, once we get into November, then we've got eclipse season coming through, and then a very dynamic December, because at the end of December, we're going to have a Venus retrograde in a conjunction with Pluto, and we're also going to have Saturn and Uranus getting back together in their square. So, man, this 2021 is, you know, ending with a lot of big astrology. So I'm really eager to hear how you guys are doing. Don't forget my new class, Ancient Astrology for the Modern Mystic, starts November 13th on Saturdays. You can participate live or remotely following along with the recordings. We have people from all over the world to take the class and do it either way. So be sure to check that out on my website, nightlightastrology.com. Remember, if you have a story, use the hashtag grabbed or email us grabbed@nightlightastrology.com. That email address, we don't respond to people. We just aggregate stories there. So just don't write anything you don't want us sharing, potentially, if you do share with the hashtag or at that email address. All right, that's what I've got for today. I hope you guys have a great one. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye.